This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No.
Ah! Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three. Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin.
All right, mid-major Mac. He's the only one who's allowed to talk, according to Mitch. So
exactly right.
Enjoy the segment. We're Dusty and I are going to go over here.
The hell did I do to Mitch?
Stay focused and Bob, shut up.
Bob,
okay.
Shut up.
Mitch and Mac, enjoy yourself.
Mornings with Mac starts Monday, January 12th. It's Alex Skold's birthday that day, too, by the way.
Big birthday for Alex.
Yeah, January 12th, Alex Gold. He turns 35?
35? Is it 35? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's
That's kind of a big
35.
One.
It's actually 30 is the new 20.
Buy him shots at the trap.
There we go.
Will he do them?
He'll have no choice, and Selma will make them.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hello, Alex.
Exactly.
Hello, America.
All right.
And Selma's picture from Twin Peaks yesterday was top-notch.
Is that where that? I couldn't tell where that was.
You couldn't?
That's exactly, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Were you sitting next to your fiancé?
It was a joke, obviously.
I know.
Audie Crooks, one of the best college basketball players in women's basketball right now. Audie Crooks plays for Iowa State. She's a big girl. She's down there. She uses that girth. She uses that size to create some space, and she does that quite a bit. She's probably the best college basketball player in women's basketball right now, trying to find their final score yesterday.
Because Juju's still out, right, with injury?
Yes, because Juju is still
out. Smith-Schuster?
Well, she does go to USC.
So they lost to Cincinnati. It was on Wednesday. They lost. That was their first loss of the season, 63-71. This is what she had to say about being your best when it matters.
How valuable is that film, and how much can you build, you know, given that we're just in early January?
Yeah, that's huge. You don't want to play your best basketball in January. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be a monster in January. You want to be a monster in March. And in order to do that, you need to recognize your flaws. You need to recognize your shortcomings. And if you don't lose... If we would have won today, those rebounds that I missed seem a lot less significant. Those shots that I missed seem a lot less significant. Those turnovers that we had seem a lot less significant. But when you lose, it really just puts everything out there. You have to look in that mirror and recognize what you need to do better. And because we have that early.
Hell yeah.
Oh, March. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just yeah.
Yeah, one word, yeah.
Yeah.
I like that, but actually my one word is Chiefs.
There we go.
Andy.
Yeah, well, could have been, yeah, but no, Chiefs is my one word for that. Hey, Chiefs, listen to that comment there from Audie Crooks is her name, you said?
Yes.
And that was, wow, love that. Man, like, I'm fired up. I'll go play for her right now.
Yeah.
She's not even a coach. Like, and she's right. We don't need to be playing great in September. Like, people making judgments in week one of the NFL. You want to be playing your best football at the end of the year. So, the Chiefs have been playing great football, but throughout all of that, a lot of mistakes, a lot of less than stellar personnel, coaching and playing wise, has, you know, not been able to be discovered because you're winning. And we've talked about that this week. When you're winning, it covers up everything. This 6-11 thing is a good hard reset for the Chiefs.
My one word would be educated. Onward.
Yeah, my one word's coach.
Yeah.
She's a future coach.
A coach, whatever she wants to do.
Yeah,
my
goodness. She's got me ready to
run
through a brick
wall. You want to get angry?
Yeah.
816, she plays defense like Luka.
She does need to work on the pick and roll, and yeah, she's got slow feet. We'll see what happens in the WNBA. She's really fun to watch and fun to listen to as well. We'll stick with coaches. Kurt Cignetti, Dan Lanning talking pregame in the press conference yesterday. Kurt Cignetti, Dan Lanning, hey, what's two reasons that your team's good, basically? What's two reasons that you've had success? Cignetti, you can count.
In line of scrimmage, run the ball, stop the run, affect the quarterback, protect the quarterback, turnover ratio. We're number one in the country. explosive plays, runs plus 12, passes plus 15 on both sides. Critical situations,
nice
third, fourth down, red area, 2 minutes before the half, end of the game. And teams has to be a win. You know, every game, same stuff.
I should have named more. I thought we were just doing two.
That was two.
God dang, coach.
Another word that I'll use, Chiefs, because everything he listed, they were bad at.
Mm.
Seriously, everything that he listed right there, the Chiefs were bad at this year. Play that again.
Dang it, I literally just, like, give me 2 seconds.
One, two. Mitch talks you up, and then you're doing this.
I know. Here we go.
In line of scrimmage, run the ball, stop the run, affect the quarterback, protect the quarterback, turnover ratio.
Yeah.
We're number one in the country. Explosive plays, runs plus 12, passes plus 15 on both sides. Critical situations, third, fourth down, red area, 2 minutes before the half, end of the game. And teams has to be a win, you know, every game.
Did the Chiefs do one of those things?
I would say, why are you in the national championship game, coach? All of this. Andy, why are you 6-11? Same stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it's everything that he mentioned there, the Chiefs failed at this season.
The number that you were looking for is 14.
That was it?
That's the one. Was it?
Did you count them? 14?
Yep. Next.
Signetti. Oh, it was two. No, it wasn't. We'll stick with the coaching ranks. Jason Witten. Going to go coach tight ends at Oklahoma University. One word on Witten.
Okay. I'm good with that. Yeah, fine. He played the position, really good at it, you know. Let's see what he can do. Wasn't much for the broadcast world.
Let's see. Head coach from Oklahoma. Played at Oklahoma, right?
Played at Tennessee.
Tennessee, that's right. Yeah, Tennessee.
Yep.
Traitor. Who was the tight end that played at Oklahoma with Baker that's like they're good friends, they play on opposite teams?
Blake Bell.
Yeah, the Belldozer.
There's a better one than
is
that.
There?
Yeah.
Oh, there is. Yeah, I know. Give me a second.
Can the text line beat Mac? Who's the tight end that Baker?
I'm not going to get it.
Oh, man. Either way.
Ross Travis?
No.
Yeah, Ross.
Yeah, Jason
Ringing Witten. Stool?
Yeah, look. Get some guys in that know how to play the game. To Bob's theory, start small, end big.
Gosh, it's going to mess me up now that I can't think of that name. Mm-hmm. Tyreek Hill on Instagram Live, because at this point, basically, that's what he does. He's an influencer. Mm-hmm. And he was reading comments, and one was like, hey, man, we want you back on the Chiefs. Here's what he said.
So sweet of you this morning. We'll see what happens in the offseason, maybe.
Mm. Well.
That's like horseradish.
Yep. Mark Andrews.
Mark Andrews.
Thanks, text line. You beat Mac.
Mark Andrews.
That's a good one.
It is, bud. Yeah. It just has to be said.
Mm.
The one word is no.
Mm.
I am so over that guy. Stop. Stop. Nobody wants you back here, bro. I hate when people say we want you back. No, we don't.
No.
We have no interest in having you back. Because I'll make a blanket statement for the we if they say we want him back. We have got to move forward. Tyreek Hill is part of the past. He's older. It's been a mess. He's coming off an injury. We just don't need Tyreek Hill here in Kansas City anymore. It is time to move past. Stop looking at a name and going, I love that guy. Let's bring him here. No.
Mm-hmm.
The ship has sailed with Tyreek Hill. Move on.
Yeah, my one word would be past. It's over, man. Like, it sounds fun, but coming off a gruesome leg injury that we all saw way too many times. Yeah, like if we're not going to bring back Bieniemy and Kafka and all these things to have the run it back, we're not bringing back Tyreek Hill. I say that, and then in June, you know, plus what? His cap hit's got to be atrocious.
Yeah, I don't even know how Miami's going to deal with that contract.
Worth that dollar sign, in my opinion.
I mean, that's why they traded him to begin with, you know?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And now he's older and making more money. Yeah, that makes sense.
Matt,
we got rid of you in your prime because you wanted too much. Let's bring you back in your past where you're making too much.
Matt, can I give you one word?
Oh, yeah.
And Bob, one word?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amazon confirmed that AI Michaels, sorry, dyslexia, Al Michaels, will return in 2026 to call Thursday Night Football games, which will be his age 82nd season.
Jeez. Great. Love it. I'm in. I love it. It just makes me feel good. I like the voice. It's just a fit for me.
His name is drawing a blank. College Game Day just had his last year last year.
Oh, Musburger?
Lee Corso?
Corso.
Oh, he's not.
That's where we're headed.
No. I mean, Lee Corso was No. Al Michaels is very...
Corso wasn't Corso 10 years ago, and they should have probably started that process 10 years ago,
well,
right?
Yeah, but that...
Al Michaels is washed.
Okay, Rob.
and the game is over. Wow.
Wow, that was overtime. 42-41. You're like, dude, that was the best game I've ever seen.
Yeah. Well, from that standpoint, like I understand it a little bit, but it's still like arguably the greatest voice of all time. You know, we don't have the legends in broadcasting anymore, guys, like we used to, right? Like, take Al Michaels out of the equation. You got Kevin Harlan, who is an effing legend.
Jim Nance.
An effing legend. Yeah, for whatever reason, for me, Nance just never has done it for me. Very good. I don't look at him as one of the greatest of all time. I don't know why.
Fair enough.
Just my opinion, right? You can have yours as well. And I think Ian Eagle is trending towards legendary status because he is so pop culture woven and he knows the world around him. I'm just talking NFL.
Oh, NFL.
Who's the guy that you haven't mentioned yet that we love? Joe Buck.
He's in the Hall of Fame. But there's not many of those guys anymore. We're losing the legendary guys. Like, who did the Chiefs game on Sunday?
I heard of him.
Oh, it was, wasn't it Long?
Well, the other guy.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Exactly. You know, exactly. Like, I had no idea who that guy was.
I just don't want us to be like remembering Al Michaels these last few years and start to.
Yeah, there is that. The overstate is welcome running back or, you know, whatever the case may be. Yeah, right. Yeah, I get that. And that's part of the reason why when we talk about Travis Kelce, you're like, well, he can still play, though. You don't want to see a guy that's a shell of himself and doing all that kind of stuff. I'm just always going to be biased, you know, for Al Michaels because I do view him as one of those legends. I'll be the last guy to go kicking and screaming, you know, with Al Michaels going out the door.
Fair enough.
To use Bob's favorite phrase on Al Michaels, time to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jim Nance, though, man. Masters Sunday, TV max volume when the winner is announced. Because it's always that some speech, written out.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, that's...
Which you don't like. But I will tell you this, to ruin your childhood fantasies, 90% of people that do that job have that final script written out.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have like, if they win, what will I say?
Hell yeah.
And it's over here under a pile. And then when it happens, they bring it over and it's like, and Rory's jacket is green.
Yeah, like, you know? I'm just more of a natural.
I get that.
I'm not a good scripter.
Kevin Harlan, I'm calling both games.
Yeah, like that. I mean, we were taught by the same professor, you know, like I'm not saying I'm in the same level as Kevin, but we have the same mentor and stuff like that. So Kevin doesn't script his stuff. Kevin could come in here and do this job in no time at all. And he's one of the few play-by-play guys that I know. Joe Buck could do it. Kevin Harlan could do it. Ian Eagle could do it. And I don't know how many other guys that are in play-by-play in professional sports could come in here and do what we could. But those three guys definitely could. I'm not saying I could go do their job, but they could come in here and do our job because that's how talented they are.
Somebody says, I'll welcome back Tyreek Hill for the Ring of Honor.
Yes.
Coming up on the other side, we get back into what Nate Taylor told us yesterday about the former wide receiver coach. Plus, is this good for the game of college football? The question we asked. 96.5 The Fan, you're home for Kansas City.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.